T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Ombliguito la semana. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea.
What's up?
She's looking at me all kinds of weird ways because she has a special challenge for me this morning.
That's right. Are you ready for it?
We'll get to it in a sec. I don't know about this one. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, Chelsea's taking advantage of the fact that my wife and my daughters are in Texas on vacay, visiting some family, and I'm all home alone trying to look for things to do because I'm lost out here.
I know, and also I'm looking out for your health because you've been saying that, you know, you want to get rid of your dad bod. You've been going to the gym a lot more lately. So I'm thinking to myself, Edgar, why don't you just come? We can have a bonding moment doing some hot yoga.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It sounds like a great idea.
Do you know how much people sweat in that? I've never done it, but I've seen pictures. I've seen videos. I'm going to smell like tacos al pastor up in there.
Literally.
So what do I need to bring? How does this work? Because most dudes that go to hot yoga don't wear a shirt. And I don't think you want to see me without a shirt yet.
Yeah, I mean, you can do really whatever you want. It gets hot in there. So like...
No way. It gets hot in hot yoga, Chelsea?
But I'm just saying, like, some people will literally wear Speedos. Like, least amount of clothes as possible, just because it's sweaty, man.
That's the only thing. What do I do if, like, some dude's junk is just looking at me and we're in some weird position?
Well,
DJ Majestic, what would you do in that situation, bro?
I would turn around, I guess. Yeah.
And show him your junk?
No, I'd face the wall and do hot yoga or whatever.
You just gotta be comfortable with your sexuality, Edgar. I think you're good.
No, I'm good. I'm very comfortable with that. But now I know why you love going to hot yoga.
You know, I'll tell you what. There are some good-looking guys up in there. Tam, you should come too.
Really?
I'm telling you. I've gotten a lot of numbers.
In Speedo?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do they give you their number in Speedo? Where do you write it down?
Like, afterwards.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, you know, approach you when you walk out of the locker room.
All right, I'm down. Let's do hot yoga today, yo. If you have any advice for me on how to not pass out or puke while I'm doing hot yoga, hit me up via text at 877-971-HITS. And tomorrow on this time, we'll give you an update. Also, let me know, what color Speedo should I wear?
You're going to be so zen. This is going to be great for you.
I'm down.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
I love giving news like this right here. This is one way to win over LA for sure. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, newly signed to the LA Clippers, coming back home. Thanks to him and the LA Clippers, every student in the Los Angeles, Inglewood, and Moreno Valley Unified School Districts will be receiving free backpacks. My man is donating 1 million backpacks, y'all.
Wow.
That's wild.
600,000 students in LAUSD, and then he's spreading the love through Inglewood and Moval. He announced this yesterday at Cloverdale Elementary School, which is in Moreno Valley. That's in the Inland Empire off the 60 and 215 area. So shout out to Kawhi Leonard, man.
So good.
Coming in and using his platform for good. I love it when celebrities do stuff like this.
It's awesome. I saw too that it's the largest ever single donation ever offered to LAUSD. So that's huge. Wow.
Man, that's so awesome right there. All right, guys, moving right along. This created a debate in studio about 3 minutes ago. I want to hear you kind of give me what you think of this. So forget about pumpkin spice lattes. Pumpkin spice Spam has arrived.
It's nasty. Absolutely disgusting.
I've never tried Spam. Can anybody describe to me what Spam is or what it's trying to be?
Edgar, it's canned meat. It's like really not. It's not. I can't even qualify it as a meat. It's literally so processed and salty. It's my mom tried to feed it to me when I was younger, and I remember I was not having it. I was like, I'm never having this ever again.
But what if, Chelsea, because are you a pumpkin spice latte kind of girl?
Yeah, I am. But like,
what if it tastes like that now?
Some things just don't go together. Like,
no. DJ Majestic says he's all about it.
He's giving me side eye right now.
Spam is delicious. And as a Filipino, if you don't eat Spam, they'll take away your passport. So you really have to like get into it. But I love Spam.
So you're down with the pumpkin spice Spam?
I don't know if that's the greatest flavor, but I will try it.
Oh my gosh.
But then again, DJ Majestic will try just about anything
that
on planet Earth. All right, man. So we'll let you know what? Let's do this. Tamara, can I got a special mission for you.
No, yeah. Please don't.
Can you please find this pumpkin spice spam for us?
Uh-huh.
And bring it into the studio and we'll have a taste test.
I'm not trying it.
Wait, aren't you supposed to cook spam?
Go fry it up.
No, it's canned.
Really?
Wait, people just eat it out of the can?
Yes,
no,
right?
You fry it.
No, you fry it.
Okay, you fry it, Chelsea. That's why you don't like it. You eat it raw.
The Chelsea Report.
The new cast of Dancing with the Stars has been announced. I'm a little disappointed, I have to say, because there was a rumor that Beyonce's mom was going to be on it.
That's right.
I was super excited, she's not on the list, so a little bit bummed about that one. But it is a pretty interesting group of people. Bachelorette Hannah Brown from last season is on it. That's like a normal move. I feel like the Bachelor, Bachelorette always go on it. That's just a thing. Fifth Harmony member Ally Brooke is on
it. Really?
Which Normani did it a handful of seasons ago.
Right.
So interesting that Ally is stepping up to the plate now. A Queer Eye star, Karamo Brown. Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband, Lamar Odom.
Hey, kill me.
Is going to be
Lamar
on it.
Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
All right, good for him.
Kel Mitchell of Kenan and Kel.
Okay.
Which is funny. And James Vanderbeek from the show Dawson's Creek is also going to be on it. Also, former Supreme singer Mary Wilson.
Aww.
And former White House press secretary Sean Spicer.
No way.
I swear, you guys.
Get out
of
here.
So anyways, we have to watch the season.
Okay.
Kicks off September 16th, so get excited for that. Going to be very entertaining.
Yeah.
This is cool. Nipsey Hussle's Puma sneaker and fashion collection is set to be released on September 5th. We knew it was coming, but now we finally have a date. His team made the announcement yesterday saying Nipsey was very involved with this project before his passing.
Wow.
They said he spearheaded this project from concept to final product over the course of the last year. Each detail from logo placement, fit, and materials was thoughtfully done. They also said his signature style and DNA can be found in each garment that's part of the collection, from khaki suit to the tracksuit. So,
do you know if they're going to be any sneakers?
Yeah, it is. It's
okay,
a sneaker and fashion collection.
That's going to be fire.
Yeah, and I think that they already did release one sneaker, what it's going to look like.
Yeah,
it has kind of like a gold bottom. It's black, gold, white. But I think that they said there's also going to be more or other options as well. So that's pretty cool. So, yep, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to AmpRadio.com and also download the Radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top five most streamed songs in L.A. for you to add to your playlist. And at 7:10 in the morning, we're going to reveal the key song of the day for your chance to get hooked up with a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, by the way. Amping up your endless summer. Hurry on in for great deals on all the new Wrangler during the summer of Jeep going on now.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
I'm failing at being an adult for the last month because I have yet to replace my stolen license plate.
Well.
Stolen a month ago, still cruising around like a some delinquent out here, y'all. Just no license plate.
Look how the tables have turned. Because I was the one that was not having all the adulting fails a couple weeks ago. And now I got my license renewed. Just went to the DMV. It's not that hard, Edgar. You just got to take some time to go.
Anyways, shout out to our Amp listener, Liz, that texted and said I could go to AAA.
Okay.
And they can help me bypass going to the DMV and getting it fixed.
I
will do that this week, I promise. All right, you got to vent about your adulting fails. It's all good. You're not alone. 877-971. One hits is a number to call or text. Carol from Huntington Park, what is your adult fail? Go ahead and vent about it. Let it for to go.
So I've been driving my car for over a year and I have not paid it for obviously personal financial issues, but I'm about to be left without a car. So that is one epic human and adult fail.
Oh my God,
like they're about to take it from you because you haven't paid it?
Yes.
Have they put a boot on your car yet or anything like that?
No, because they still have my old address.
She's like, I'm getting them. I'm tricking them.
By the way, Tamara's social media guru is applauding you from behind
the
scenes.
Yeah, I'll tell you, girl, they after me too. You ain't the only one.
It's hard out here, guys. It's hard out here. Yes.
That's why Tamara never says her last name on the show.
No.
Is Tamara even her real name?
Nope.
Carol, love you, girl. If you need any help with that situation, I got some good friends over at Garden Grove Nissan. Maybe you could help,
okay,
all right?
Edgar.
All right, Edgar.
I got you. And if that doesn't work out, we're about to announce the key song of the day for your chance to win a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler.
There you go, man.
And then you'll be good to go. Here's the key song.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
You got any back-to-school shout-outs you want us to hit? Send us a text, 877-971-HITS. Also coming up in less than 6 minutes, we got tickets for you to party with J Balvin, mi gente. Staples Center, October 26th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or just win them with us in 6 more minutes, all right? Speaking about winning, Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's endless summer. Who wouldn't want a brand new 2019 Jeep Wrangler, y'all?
Ooh, top down, cruising on the PCH.
I'm down with that all the way. Listen, the key song of the day is Without Me by Halsey. When you hear that song play, be caller 9 anytime today and get yourself a key. This is Sucker with DJ Majestic.
Yeah. Ooh. The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win a pair of tickets to party with J Balvin in concierto by playing this game right here. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics. And bam, you win, all right? You got to do it within 15 seconds, though. Do not allow the beat to sway you. It's a beat from a different song. Let's meet our contestant. We have Alana from La Puente. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alana, you think you could beat DJ Majestic today?
Yes, I think I can.
Ooh, she's confident.
Really confident there.
Do you have experience with tricky dudes? Is that why you're so confident?
Yes.
I knew it.
I listen to this every time you guys play this.
Oh.
Awesome. All right, Alana, well, hang tight. We got Vicky from LA that's looking to jack your tickets if you don't get it correct. Vicky, what do you want to say to Alana?
I want to say I really, really, really hope you don't win.
And then she laughs.
I know.
Who laughs
it's
after
like an
saying that?
Evil laugh too.
She's like the evil person in a telenovela right there, Vicky.
I just want to feel bad.
I get it.
Hold on, Vicky. All right, hold on. All right, Alana. What's the name of the song based only on the lyrics? Do not get swayed by the beat. Here we go.
All right.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy,
Ed Sheeran.
Wait, what, huh?
It's Ed Sheeran.
And what's the name of the song?
Hold on, give me like 2 seconds.
Three, two, one. You gotta give me an answer. What's the name of the song? Sorry! Oh, no! So sorry, Alana! It's
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Shape of You!
Thought you had that.
Vicky from LA!
I won!
Oh, I thought she was gonna have that one.
Wow, I think she spoke too soon.
I was like, oh no, I lost.
Oh my gosh, Tricky DJ Majestic, wow. 2 days in a row, my man beats our listeners.
Yeah, I'm undefeated this week. I can't say for my whole career, but yeah, undefeated this week.
Vicky, thank you for listening to us. We'll give you all the details off the air so you can party with J Balvin,
thank
all right?
Thank you so much. You just made my day, my week, my month.
Wow. You can give all the thanks to Alana. Mm. All right, hold on.
Awkward.
Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
So find out why police showed up to Kanye West's house.
Oof.
There's a bit of drama going on. I will give you the details. That's in the Chelsea Report around 7:50.
All right, guys. And also, before 8 a.m., this is very important, we will play the key song of the day, which is Without Me by Halsey. Why is that important? Because it could get you hooked up with a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler.
The Chelsea Report.
Kanye West is in a bit of trouble with the law and his neighbors. He's been having those Star Wars-inspired dome houses for the homeless built in his backyard for the last few weeks. And now police are ordering him to take them down.
So messed up.
It's because the neighbors are complaining about the construction noise. According to the neighbors, West's crews have been working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day to get these domes built.
Hey, he's all about efficiency, man.
Yeah.
What blows my mind is, I get it, it's Calabasas. People are petty. They're going to complain because they're rich. But my man lives on 300 acres. Is it really bothering you?
Well, I mean, it would be annoying if you can hear this construction noise going on all night long. I get it a little bit. But also, it's for a good cause. I mean, maybe they don't know what he's doing it for.
That's why Kanye needs to move out to, like, Paris, California. Buy 300 acres out there. I'll tell you, they won't say anything. They'll be like, yo, can we throw a party on your 300 acres too?
He's doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
It's unclear if he's going to ditch this project or if he's going to just put it on hold. Maybe he'll buy acres somewhere else. Paris. But All right, so it looks like things are heating up between Miley Cyrus and her female friend, Caitlin Carter. The two were spotted at Soho House here in West Hollywood, making out everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. Sources say there's no question they're together. They were basically getting it on the dance floor. They said they couldn't keep their hands off each other. They were making out in the bathroom, at the bar, in the middle of the floor. Meanwhile, poor Liam, you guys, has been spotted in Australia looking really sad at the beach. Like, really sad.
Yo, he's just there with his brother, the other buff dude, and then, like, just a bunch of friends, and his arms are just crossed, and he's just kind of hanging out, looking out into the ocean and whatnot. What are they doing in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Just looking out into the ocean, like, I wonder what Miley's doing back in the States.
That breaks my heart a little bit.
Let me look at TMZ real quick. Oh, wow.
I gotta go find him, you know?
I don't know, man.
It's like my dream man.
But to be honest, I think a lot of people, right after the breakup, and they're the ones that are most hurt, are the ones that do mad extra things on social media.
That's true.
To try to hurt their ex.
Yeah, I did it too. Like, I remember going through a breakup, and it was like this weird thing of like how you're trying to cope. So you're just, you're like, I'm fine, guys. I'm fine. Really? Doing great at the club.
Your recent breakup, Chelsea, what was it? A week and a half ago with Tinkerbell.
Well, it seems like it was way longer for some reason.
Yeah, I know you've moved on, but whatever. Homeboy went mad extra on his Instagram stories. Not that you were checking on him, but somebody told you.
Yeah, totally. But, well, he has been going out a lot and posting it on social. So it's kind of been like interesting. You know, whatever. All right, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Finally, Lil Nas X after 19 weeks. Hey, quick question for you this morning. You know, as a kid, there's always that one food your parents fed you and they're like, you have to eat that. And you hated it. What's the worst food your parents made you eat as a kid? Hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. We bring this up because this morning we're talking about how pumpkin spice flavored Spam is about to hit the market. Chelsea was going off about how she hates Spam.
It's disgusting.
DJ Majestic was like, actually, it's really good. You fry it. You put some rice on it, some seaweed, this and that. And then Chelsea's like, you don't fry Spam? You just eat it straight out of the can, DJ Majestic. You're crazy. And that's the moment we figured out that Chelsea's mom was feeding her raw Spam, y'all.
Well, you know.
So we couldn't believe that she was doing this. So we're about to call Chelsea's mom right now and find out the truth behind this situation. Is she ready? Is she online?
Yeah.
We can call it?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, good old Nancy. Raw Spam, that is gross. Right?
Hello?
Hello, is this Nancy Hamilton Briggs?
That's me.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Chelsea's mom.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning to you. Two things we want to clarify real quick.
Okay.
First and foremost, Chelsea's always wondered if she was your favorite child or her brother. And I think she's always thought it was her brother. And I think, number two, I think we just confirmed it. Because Chelsea just confirmed to us that she hates Spam, but she's been eating it raw her whole life. Thanks to you, Nancy.
Oh, you know, actually, we did have Spam, and you fry it. It's actually gross. I think it's gross, too.
You fry it, and
it's got gel on it, but it's out of a can, and you fry it up with pineapple. That's how my mom used to serve it. Ugh. I mean, when I think about it now, it's like, oh.
I have bad memories of it. So if you didn't like it, why didn't you feed it to us, Mom?
Yeah, sorry. You know, you look back, and some of the things you had, it's like, oh. Yeah, but,
Chelsea had no idea when we were talking about this. She had no idea that you fried Spam.
I don't know.
She, like, could have sworn that you eat it raw. Did you guys ever feed it to her raw?
You know. You know, it could have happened.
We'll leave it at that, Nancy. Wow. Appreciate you being on with us. Now we know that you're not the favorite, Chelsea.
I know. It's so depressing.
Guarantee if we call your brother, he's like, oh, yeah, Mom would always fry it for us.
Got to talk to my therapist about that.
So we know that for you, Chelsea. For me, man, growing up, I never had Spam. And I got DM'd by a listener. It was like, yo, man, we're Mexican just like you. We had Spam because the struggle was real. Listen, the struggle was real for us, too. But our quick go-to food was sopita maruchan.
What's that?
Cup of noodle. Soup.
Oh, yeah.
You put it in, you know, in the microwave for a minute, you get some tapatio sauce and some limon. It was amazing. And if we wanted to get real fancy, Mom would bring the cup of noodle soup with, like, little shrimps inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it was, like, gourmet. But there was times my mom would want to feed me cow liver.
Ugh.
Hígado. Oh, my God. That's it tasted
nasty.
Like I was just licking iron. Like I was licking just metal.
Oof.
It was the nastiest thing ever. And I know, being Mexicano, man, we eat every part of the cow, no matter what, or pig, we're down with it. But I hated eating that. Can't wait to hear your stories. 877-971-HITS. What's the worst food your parents made you eat as a kid. Joanne from Pasadena, what's the worst food your parents made you eat when you were growing up?
It was actually, have you heard of it? It's like an Irish thing called blood sausage.
Wait, you need to tell us what that is.
Like a sausage link, except inside of it is coagulated blood.
Wait.
No manches.
I literally am going to throw up.
Get out of here. Wait, hold on. DJ Majestic.
I can't.
In the Philippines, I remember I went to somebody's house, Filipino family, and they were trying to trick me into eating some type of situation where it was like meat inside blood.
Oh, yeah, that's called denuguan. So the blood is actually something that different cultures eat. We go in.
Wow.
If your parents knew that you hated it, how would they make you eat it? Like, what would they say to you?
My parents, like, thought I was, like, iron deficient, so they always were making me eat that, but they would tell me they were hot dogs. So, like, whenever I went...
So it was, like, a surprise?
For, like, any, like, yeah, barbecue at my friend's house, I was like, why did they look so different?
I love it. It was hot dogs. That's such a parent move. Joanne, thank you for calling in. Have a great week.
All right, take care, guys.
Paul from Chatsworth, what's the worst food your parents made you eat as a kid, bro?
Chicken feet, bro.
Chicken feet?
Oh.
His parents are like, mijo, those are chicken fingers right there.
Oh, no, chicken feet, like the feet of the chicken.
Uh-huh. How is that served?
It's either you grill it or adobo.
Ooh, adobo would cover it up nicely.
Oh,
adobo
God.
Is what goes on tacos al pastor, Chels.
Oh.
Like the seasoning. Adobo's good. Paul, what ethnicity are you?
Filipino.
That's tight, man. But you know what? Filipino culture is a lot like Latino and Mexican culture, bro. We'll eat every single part of the animal, man. We don't waste anything.
You guys eat the head of the chicken, too?
Probably, bro. I've never. But usually we just cut the head off the chicken and then we eat the rest of it. But I'm assuming you've eaten chicken head before?
Yes. Chicken
head,
too.
Oh, my gosh. Just like,
we grilled that, too.
You just see it, like, on your plate staring at you then, I feel like. Oh, yeah.
From head to toe?
Yeah.
Yes, you basically open every single part of it.
Paul, appreciate you calling in, my man. Have a great week.
All right, not a problem.
Later. Yo, that's wild, man. But I was thinking about it, though. As a kid, my parents also made me eat pig's feet.
Oh, my gosh. Hard pass.
Good.
DJ Majestic.
I don't know why you guys are eating the good stuff.
Majestic.
Chicken feet is dope, too.
Oh, my
DJ Majestic, wow. The Filipino repping. Tamara, what about you?
Mine was Manwich and Hamburger Helper.
What? Ugh. What's Manwich? I never heard of that.
Manwich is like a sloppy joe.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
I was not a big sloppy
joe. My mom
joe
literally fan. Made it every single day.
Ugh. Why?
Because she didn't like to cook. She only cooks yeah. twice a year.
I thought she was kidding. She didn't like us. Maybe that too. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande, good morning to you. Either way, shout out to our parents. We're grateful for you feeding mm-hmm. us regardless. Appreciate your hard work. Mm-hmm. Question of the day. Cynthia from Chino Hills, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Cynthia, break it down. What's the worst food your parents made you eat as a kid?
Well, not my parents, but my abuela used to make me eat chicken head along with the chicken feet.
Oh,
grandma,
gosh.
Abuelita. Have you ever had pig's feet?
Yes, I have in Guadalajara. I'm from Guadalajara, so anything to do with pig skin.
Yes, cueritos is called. So you get the pig skin, right? And then you put it in vinegar.
Yes. Oh my God.
And you just save it like that and you eat it cold. You put some tapatio sauce, lime, a little bit of salt.
No.
Oh, it's a game changer, Chels.
Wait, but so you guys like this stuff?
That stuff I like. Yeah, yeah.
I like the pig skin.
Yeah, that was good. I never tried chicken head, except a couple X's I had.
Oh my God.
Cynthia, thank you for calling in. We love you.
Love you guys too. Bye-bye.
Later. Chelsea, what's coming up next in your report?
So find out how Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown is taking after Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Details coming up next at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
If you are a Swiftie, you know it's a very big week for you. Taylor's album Lover comes out this Friday. But here's the power of T-Swift.
Okay.
The album has already sold over 1 million copies.
A kill me?
Yeah, that's just in pre-orders.
And people only know how many songs from the album?
What is it, 4 or 5 now?
Yeah, right.
That are out? Yeah.
Lover, the song Lover dropped last Friday.
Uh-huh.
It's like a ballad, like a wedding song.
Yep.
So based off of that, they're just buying it. They're like, yeah, we know Taylor only brings fire, so we're buying it.
And that's the power of Taylor. I mean, it's insane. Her last album, 2017's Reputation, was the last album to sell a million copies in the U.S. in its opening week. So that's crazy. And here's where she's a genius.
Yeah.
So this is why this album's probably going to break a ton of records, because she's releasing 4 different editions album, which will include different like diary entries she's written throughout her life in each different one. So all her fans, diehard fans, are going to buy 4 albums.
That's smart.
Just
right
one.
You remember we used to buy albums, obviously, when they were on CD and whatnot, because of the cover?
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Sometimes it would open up into a poster.
That's
that you
what
could
she does.
Put up.
Mm-hmm.
That is so dope. I like that.
It's really cool. Yeah. All right, watch out. Kylie Jenner, Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown, has launched her own vegan beauty line.
Oh.
She's got to be one of the youngest to start her own beauty line. She's just 15 years old.
Damn.
The beauty line is called Florence, named after her grandmother. And she said she felt inspired to create the beauty brand following her experience of wearing makeup in childhood for, like, acting roles.
Right.
And she really wants this to be for her, like, Gen Z generation, where it's just all about individuality. Some of the products are eye balm, moisturizer, facial scrub, mascara, concealer, eye masks, a zero chill face mist, which I just think is really cute.
Zero chill face
mist. And then this is kind of the coolest part about it, is she'll donate a portion of the proceeds to an organization that helps young cancer patients. So
she's amazing. She's only 15, incredible. Y'all?
Only 15. She's about to be very rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very soon.
Absolutely.
Those products will be available on August 26th. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing this on my feed today. I'm sure you've seen it. Long ass picture post where it says, don't forget tomorrow starts the new Instagram rule where they can use your photos. Don't forget, deadline today. It can be used in court cases and litigation against you. And then I stopped reading after.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's
way too long. Ain't nobody got time for this. And I ignored it. But then it keeps popping up on my timeline. It's probably popping up on your timeline on the gram. What is this, Chels?
It's, you know, it's funny. This actually happened in 2012. This already made its way around the internet. I think it was focused more on Facebook.
Got it.
But basically, it's just this like viral hoax. Like,
no
it's not
way.
True. And they're saying, basically claiming that the social media app will implement these new rules where your photos will be able to be used in court cases, and you have to repost it in order for this not to happen. And it's, if you look at it too, it's like there's several grammatical errors throughout it. Like, you can tell it's a hoax. Like, it's not, no, this isn't real.
But I get why people are reposting it. One, they're delinquents and they're afraid about their next court case. No, but two, they're not reading the whole thing, just like me.
Totally.
They're like, yeah, I don't want them to use my stuff. Sure, I'll repost.
And the funny thing is so many celebrities have fallen for it. Like Pink, Niall Horan, Usher, Jessie J, they've reposted it. And then a lot of them have deleted it because they're like, oh, people are telling them that it's fake. I saw Niall Horan posted it yesterday, and I think he posted it seriously, and then people were commenting it wasn't. And then he changed the caption, so I think he was like, oh, shoot, like, I feel stupid now, but I'm going to keep it up
because
I'm not going to delete it. But I actually really love this. John Mayer posted a thing saying, I give Instagram the express right to publish, distribute, and or sell any of my digital content. And then he went on to list off his great content, like world-famous meatball recipes, Joe Camel fan fiction, and photographs of sinks. Like, he's making a joke of it. But it is not real. It's just a hoax. Don't repost it. I'm sure it's going to, for the next probably 24 hours, we'll still see more of it, because people are like kind of just catching on.
When you accepted the Instagram app on your phone, you gave your life away already.
Yeah.
So just don't worry about it. Also, speaking about online social media, we definitely got to talk about this. This hashtag is trending right now. Number one worldwide. Pray for Amazonia. So the largest rainforest in the world, which is considered the lungs of our planet, guys. The Amazon, down by Brazil, in Brazil, produces 20% of our oxygen for the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's been burning for about 3 weeks straight, and nobody's doing anything about it.
No, but someone's doing something about it. They have to have someone on it, right? That doesn't make sense.
Chels, not good enough. Three weeks nonstop. This is crazy. Shannon Sims posted this on her Twitter. Just a little alert to the world. The sky randomly turned dark today in Sao Paulo in Brazil. Meteorologists believe it's smoke from the fires burning thousands of kilometers away. And guys, look at these pictures. We'll put them up on our stories on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
So scary.
It's literally just dark, a dark sky from the smoke. This is wild, man. So definitely praying for the Amazon. Hopefully countries from around the world can get together and do something about this. It's straight up our lungs.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.